He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 16th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's take a look and see how we have begun our Tuesday. The S&P 500 is down 3.5 points right now. The futures were down quite a bit lower this morning, and they started out about down 12 points at one point in time. Now we're down 4.5. We're at 1,985. Wow, we haven't said that for a while. We are under 2,000 right now in the S&P 500 for the first time in several weeks. The Dow is down 10 points right now at 17,170. We've been all the way up pretty close to 18,000 here recently, and we've been as low as 17,000. We seem to be in about a 1,000-point trading range right now in the markets. The NASDAQ is down 24 points today. That's a 0.5%. The NASDAQ continues to take it on the chin, as I'm seeing some risk being taken off the table right now till we see these oil prices settle and till we see some stability, if we're going to see any stability in Russia. And that's a very serious matter that I want to talk about here in a bit. We have crude oil at $54.22 right now. That is the center of the hurricane. 54.22, it's down another 3% today. It couldn't hold 55. It couldn't hold 60. It couldn't hold 65. And now we're at 54.22. Gold is at 1201. And the 10-year yield is clear down to 2.06%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, what are we to make of all of this volatility that we're seeing in the market right now? There's a dark side to it and there's a sunny side to it. And I think right now the market is worried about the dark side of this fall off in the price of oil. This has caused some turmoil around the world. And if we've been trying to put the screws to Vladimir Putin over in Russia, he's certainly got the screws put to him right now. Russia has recently taken drastic measures to try to save their ruble, which is down 50% this year. Can you believe that? A currency, the ruble, down 50%. Russia hiked their interest rate to 17% in an attempt to halt the ruble's plunge. They did this at midnight the other night. That's how desperate they are getting. The question is, did it work? Well, it worked for a little while. Russia's central bank's move, it seemed to have halted the ruble's collapse, but it didn't last very long. In fact, just hours later, the ruble started plunging once again. The ruble is the currency. Their currency is getting trashed on the world markets. The ruble is now at 73. It takes 73 rubles to equal $1. And there's a lot of folks calling for the ruble to go a whole heck of a lot lower. So the massive rate hike by the Central Bank of Russia has failed to halt the ruble's slide. So what is Russia going to do? That's the question. And I think there's a lot of geopolitical concern right now of what the fallout could be from the screws being tightened on Mr. Putin. Does Mr. Putin seem like a guy that's just going to stand by and do nothing as all of the currency that he has, oil and gold and the ruble, continue to plunge? Or the fear is that Mr. Putin will lash out and do something drastic. Meanwhile, the Ukraine, their economy has absolutely been crushed. And the Ukraine is appealing to the European Union for aid right now. Ukraine has lost 20% of its economy due to Russia's annexation of Crimea and the uprising, the pro-Russian separatist uprising in the east. And it's completely destroyed their economy. So what will happen here? Will Europe come in and rescue the Ukraine? Or will Putin see this as his chance to go even further? What's he got to lose now? He's lost just about everything and annex the Ukraine. Well, only time will tell. I think Putin is not one that we can just forget about and say, oh, he won't do anything. You know, we don't need to worry about Putin. No, I think we have to worry about Putin. And I still say that the biggest threat to the bull market right now is geopolitical concerns, because you can't really point to anything at the in the U.S. economy right now that is a major threat. In fact, most Americans just received a tax break of sorts with the low oil prices and the low gasoline prices. That's putting a lot of money into consumers' pockets, and they're spending that money. And there's a lot of companies and there's a lot of industries in the economy that are heavy crude oil users, and they're being benefited by this. But on the other side, there's a dark side, isn't there? And the dark side are the emerging markets that are dependent upon oil sales. Countries like Venezuela, countries in Africa, Nigeria, countries in the Middle East. I see the Gulf states stock markets was down 8% overnight. And what kind of ripple effect and what kind of collateral damage, what kind of impact will it have on the global economy? And hence you're seeing this volatility in the market all of a sudden. You know, the market took off in October when the Ebola scares went away, and it hasn't looked back. And all of a sudden, here we go, another threat to the bull. And we don't really know where this one is going to end up right now. And it's even now starting to dig in and crack some of the leading sectors in the market for the first time. On Monday of this week, and actually a little bit on Friday of last week, I saw some cracks starting to appear in some of the leading sectors of the market, namely the biotech sector. The biotech sector is starting to worry me. It's had a couple of years of really good appreciation. It's been immune from almost every little nudge that's come along to the market, other than the one that the dart that Henry Waxman threw at it back in March of this year. But I've seen some frothiness here recently in a lot of the biotechs. There's still some good value in some of the better ones, but I've seen an awful lot of biotech IPOs. And I mean low-quality biotech IPOs, riding this biotech wave. And sometimes when you see that, you know that you may be coming to the end of the run in a red-hot sector. So I have been lightening up my exposure recently to the biotech sector. And you can look in my newsletter every week, which I send out, exactly which stocks that I've sold recently. And, of course, the newsletter goes out every weekend. Anybody who asks, pwstreet.com is my website, and you can get on our newsletter mailing list. We sent out 9,000 last week. And then, of course, on the other side, there's companies that are benefiting from all of this. I look at a FedEx. You know, FedEx is delivering more packages than ever before because the consumer is online ordering. And guess what? Oil prices and jet fuel are a big cost. Their truck fleet, big cost, energy. And when that cost goes down, that expense goes down, profits go up. And I like FedEx right now. So, you know, on the one hand, there's companies that are benefiting from all of this. But on the other hand, the market is getting very, very nervous about the impact on the rest of the world. Canada. Heavy crude, the kind that comes from the oil sands, went below $40 per barrel for the first time in 5 years. And this happens just as a surge of 14 new oil sands project with the combined capacity of more than 266,000 barrels per day are scheduled to start next year. So on the one hand, you've got a frothy industry in the biotech industry, and you've got a beaten down industry in the energy patch. 2015 could be a very interesting year. We'll take it a day at a time, we'll take it a week at a time, a sector at a time, an index at a time. We'll try to make sense of it for you. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're having some real volatility in the market once again. We have been pretty much free of volatility. We've been volatility free since October, when the Ebola scare started to abate and the market really took off, didn't it? Now, all of a sudden, oil has come to the front burner. There's always something, isn't there? There's always something. And these plunging oil prices, while it's a benefit to a lot of companies, and while it's a benefit for the most part to the U.S. economy, it also has its bad effects, too. We've talked about the U.S. fracking industry in states are heavily dependent upon oil or energy for their economy. And we've talked about countries around the world that are heavily dependent upon energy, in particular Russia, a country with plenty of nuclear weapons, a country that doesn't really like us, two men that do not get along, Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin, and a country of Russia that has expansionist dreams of putting back together the USSR. And that's a dangerous combination there, and it's something that we have to keep in the back of our mind, and that's one of the big reasons why you're seeing so much volatility. There's a lot of what-if games being played out in investors' minds right now. What if? What if Putin dares the world and goes on in and just takes over Ukraine? Will anybody stop him? Will anybody put up a fight? I doubt it. What if Putin does this or Putin does that? You know, he's really being squeezed here. The ruble, 73 to the dollar right now. Oil, $53 per barrel. The man's got to be getting a little bit desperate at this point in time. I don't see him giving in and saying, okay, we'll give Crimea back to the Ukraine. I don't see that happening. Instead, I see the other possibilities. And we have to keep that in the back of our mind. Now, in the meantime, there are obviously a lot of areas of the market that are benefiting from all of this. There was a deal that went down yesterday that probably kind of flew underneath the radar. Let me find that deal that FedEx made. FedEx is a company that obviously is benefiting from all this. They're benefiting from it in two ways, this Memphis, Tennessee company is. FedEx made some noise yesterday. They agreed to acquire closely held logistics firm Genco, a specialist in handling product returns, as FedEx seeks to beef up its e-commerce operations. Financial terms for the transaction are not provided, but FedEx says Genco has annual sales of $1.6 billion and handles more than 600 million returned items per year. Retail e-commerce is overtaking the traditional business-to-business deliveries that once drove sales at shipping companies. You know, FedEx is a well-run company. FedEx looks to the future, and FedEx sees e-commerce becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and they want a bigger slice of that pie. FedEx is now a $50 billion company. And in looking to the future, they're adding pieces that will make them more competitive in the e-commerce space. Not just business to business, but e-commerce. The guy sitting at home or the gal sitting at home in their easy chair or on their couch and ordering some goods online to be delivered via some shipping company. FedEx wants a bigger piece of that pie. And FedEx has done a pretty doggone good job with its business-to-business shipping model, which it's now converting more to an e-commerce model. Over the last 5 years, FedEx has delivered returns better than the overall market. But what's really happened here is recently, FedEx has really started to deliver the goods to shareholders. And I would have to say that there's less bricks and mortar in our walk through our daily life, our shopping life, and there's more e-commerce. Wouldn't you say that? I don't know. You can only speak for yourself. I can speak for myself. I needed some parts for my KitchenAid stand mixer that I mix up my bread dough on the weekends with, and I ordered them online. I'm not going to run to the mall. They're probably not going to have the parts I need. I lost my dough hook somewhere along the way, and I had to order new dough hooks. Went online, in 5 minutes I had them ordered, had them paid for, and they're on their way. We're becoming more and more of an e-commerce society all the time. Over the last 3 years, FedEx has delivered 30% to investors. That's an average. If you take where FedEx was 3 years ago versus where it is today, and do a little compound average annual growth formula in there, you'll figure it out that it's 29% per year. During that same period of time, the market's averaged just 18. And over the last 12 months, FedEx is up 28%, while the market's up 12. You would have to say that FedEx is on the winning side of both a stronger consumer one. That means more parcels, more buying, more packages being delivered, and two, lower oil prices, lower fuel costs. Jet fuel is now at, what, $2.35 a gallon, something like that? Fill her up. And while you're at it, can you check the oil in the engine? FedEx gets a momentum grade now of B+. No, it's not on fire like one of those little momentum stocks, but a $50 billion company, B+ momentum grade's pretty good. Now, valuation. The market's currently trading at about 17 times forward earnings, and here's a premier stock like FedEx trading at 16 times earnings. And that compares with the growth rate of about 15 to 16%, meaning that its PEG ratio is right about 1 right now. And as a growth investor looking for stocks for my growth portfolios, FedEx fits the bill very nicely. In addition to this, it pays a little dividend yield. I think it's about a 0.5%. Heck, what are you getting on CDs these days? But FedEx offers upside potential from here. FedEx is expected to make $11.01 per share in earnings next year, and I just wonder what price of oil that's taking into consideration here. Those earnings may be a little bit understated right now. I currently own FedEx, FDX. I'm not giving you a buy recommendation to run out and buy it. I'm just showing you a company that's on the right side of this oil trade. It's on the right side of this bricks and mortar to e-commerce trade. And it seemingly is on the right side of this extra money in consumers' pockets trade. So it has a lot going for it. I personally never make one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. FedEx is one that I currently own in my conservative growth accounts. You can see all the stocks in that account by getting my newsletter at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And you ask, well, why is the market so volatile? Isn't plunging oil prices good for the U.S. economy? It absolutely is good for the U.S. economy. But there are a lot of areas that suffer. And when a lot of our trading partners around the world are suffering because their economies are being hit, look at South America. Big oil producers down there, oil prices $53 per barrel now, no end in sight. And the other worry to me, the biggest worry of all, is what's Russia going to do? Russia really has the screws put to their economy right now. They're in desperate straits. The ruble is collapsing. Oil prices are collapsing. The Russian economy is collapsing. The people can't be too happy. A loaf of bread, I don't know what a loaf of bread. We'll find out. I have some connections over there. We'll find out what a loaf of bread costs right now in Russia. What will Russia do? Russia's not going to just stand by and take this. And we have to play this out in our mind. I know you can only deal with the world that is in front of you today, but that is part of the world that is in front of us today. Not only that, you've got the Saudis who are more than likely in on this driving of oil prices south. What will the other Arab countries do to the Saudis? I don't know the answer to this, but that's one of the reasons. You say, why is the market so volatile right now? Where did all this volatility come from all of a sudden? We've had a good run here since October. Well, those are the biggest reasons why you're seeing volatility as we go into the last couple of weeks here of 2015. And obviously, if you're going to take risk off the table right now, it's going to come off from the areas that have produced the best, the biotechs, the healthcare stocks, some of the internet and technology stocks, and that's where you're seeing a little bit of risk being taken off the table. We haven't seen any cracks in these areas of the market, these leading areas of the market, since October. They've been flying high. And up until last Friday, in the last hour of trading, that's when the cracks all of a sudden started showing up and investors started saying, I don't like what I see here. I think it's time to take a little bit of risk off of the table. Has the bull market come to an end? No. It's too early to say that. We went through all of the numbers. We went through all of the facts once again this week in our macro picture. I go through them every single week in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I currently am about 25% in cash. That's the biggest cash hoard I've had in quite a while. I've sold several of my weakest stocks. I've also taken some profits here and there, taken some of the higher risk stocks off the table right now until we see where things settle. And a lot of it just happens by natural attrition. I go through every one of my holdings every single day. I look at their ranking overall. I look at their valuation. I look at their relative performance. I look at their technical pattern. And I'm a guy who likes to keep losses at a minimum in individual holdings, whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's an ETF, or whether it's a stock. I don't believe in writing something down 25, 30, 35, 40%. How can Morgan Stanley be downgrading Hess today from buy to hold? Hess has gone from $105 a share clear down to $66. It's down 35%. And now Morgan Stanley is stepping up and saying, you know what, don't buy this thing anymore. Just hold it. Does that do me any good, really? They did the same thing with EOG Resources. Look, they've got their way of doing things. I have my way of doing things. EOG has gone from 118 down to 86, and now they're saying, now they're downgrading it. Maybe these stocks are buys at this point, you know? Maybe that's the sign that we've put in a bottom. But in the meantime, we look for companies. I look for companies that are flourishing in today's market. One of the biggest worries that I have, I'm always worried about something. If you're a money manager and you're trying to protect the money of your clients and trying to make money and balance and walk that delicate thin line sometimes, I have to look at the risks that are out there too right now. One of the biggest risks that I fear in 2015 are hackers. Look what the hackers did to Sony. I mean, they literally brought this massive company to its knees. It's cost them millions and millions of dollars. All of these movies that they had in their pipeline, they've been put out there into the general public. All of the personal information they had on people in the movie industry is now public information. And our media loves it. They're spreading it all over the place. In my opinion, they're accomplices to the hacking by exposing what the hacking retrieved. Just think of the hack attacks that could occur. Our airports, I don't know, our utilities, shut off our power, I don't know, the internet in general, Wall Street, our banking system. I think that's going to continue to be a major fear in 2015. I'm not making any bold predictions here. I just think it's a fact of life that we always have to be worried now. It looks like North Korea was behind the hack, behind Sony. You've got a mad guy over in Moscow right now, and if I'm not mistaken, they're capable of hacking our computers also. That's why I like some of the hacking companies. Imperva is one that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. This isn't a big blue chip. Well, I wouldn't call FedEx a blue chip, but it's a $50 billion company. Imperva, on the other hand, IMPV, is just a $1.3 billion company. Went public in 2011. Ran clear up to $52 per share, went back down to $18 per share, and now it's back to where it started. Well, ahead of where it started at $50 per share. Imperva is in the computer software security business. They're headquartered in the Silicon Valley. IMPV develops and markets services and supports data security solutions within a data center. They're trying to prevent the hackers. It's a continual battle. And there's a lot of companies on the front line. You've probably heard of Palo Alto Networks, PNW, which has been hitting new highs all year. Palo Alto went public in 2012 at about 45. Today, Palo Alto's at $115 per share. It's going to be a continual battle between the hackers and the companies that are trying to protect companies from hack attacks. In fact, there's an ETF out there. The symbol is HACK, H-A-C-K. What do they do? It's an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to the cybersecurity index. They've actually come up with an index. This is such a big problem in the world that we've now created an index, the cybersecurity index. You can look into that index and see what's in it. You go to the ETF encyclopedia, type in HACK, H-A-C-K, and you'll see the components of the cybersecurity index. And it wouldn't surprise me to see a Palo Alto Networks there, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Imperva there, and many of the other players. LifeLock would be another one that I've written articles about in the past with all of the identity theft that's going on. But this is going to continue to be a big problem. And while there's a very, very dark side to all of this, there's also companies on the other side, the sunny side of the street, that are getting lots of business because of these issues that have to be resolved. Imperva came to my attention as it started to rise in ranks on my app. In fact, right now, let's just take a look what Imperva, what the ranking is of IMPV. And again, it's a stock that I do own in my aggressive growth accounts. I believe it's about a 2.5-3% position overall in that portfolio. Imperva currently comes in at number 33 out of about 4,000 stocks. Imperva hasn't been around that long. Again, it came public in 2011. Imperva's not profitable yet, but their growth, their sales growth, is really starting to take off because of all of the cybersecurity threats. So we'll keep an eye on it. Currently number 33 in my hit parade, and it is a stock. It is not a recommendation, but it is a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to address this final portion of the show to those who have 401ks at work, or for those who have rollovers that they've taken from those 401ks. We've had a pretty good ride here. The market has gone from 660 back in 2009 to well over 2,000. And hopefully you've enjoyed the ride, and hopefully you've done real well in growing your retirement funds, whether they be current active retirement funds at your current employer or whether they be ones that you've rolled over from a former employer. Hopefully you've taken advantage of this bull market that for now is still intact. But I just want you to think ahead. There's a lot of different theories. There's a lot of different philosophies on the market. There's those that would say to buy the indexes and stay fully invested all the time, which is a choice that you have to make. If you're 42 years old going to work today and your 401k is built up to $300,000, you have a choice to make. You can just continue to buy the S&P 500, some emerging markets, some bond indexes, and stay fully invested all the time. There's also the dollar cost averaging philosophy. As you're buying into those indexes now, you're buying them at a cheaper price, especially in the emerging markets. You're buying them at a much cheaper price today than you were several years ago. And there's that whole philosophy. And then you have to look at the other side of the coin of those philosophy, okay? Staying fully invested all the time means that you have to be willing to ride through the next bear market when it eventually hits. And the last bear market hit to the tune of 53%. That was the drop in the S&P between 2008-2009, finally when it bottomed in March of 2009. You go back to the year 2000 and 2001, 7 years prior to the big bear market that especially took its toll on the technology sector and the NASDAQ. That got hit to the tune of about 70%. So that's the other side of that argument. Here's the plus to it. You stay fully invested all the time. You just don't worry. You just get up in the morning and you put more money into your retirement account. Very little to worry about. It's called passive investing. Doing something passive is a lot less work. I wish I had a passive lawn to mow. You know, it's not passive. Maybe this time of year it's passive, but in California, that's why I don't have a lawn anymore. I have a balcony. 90% of the time, you got to mow the lawn in California. So you want a passive lawn, or do you want a passive portfolio? That's a choice that you have to make. What we don't know is when the next bear market is going to hit. What we do know is that our market will hit at some point in time. Now, there's another school of thought. One that I adhere to. I believe in trying to time the market. I don't think it's good to be in asset classes all the time. I don't think it's good to have a 10% gold exposure at all times as a hedge against inflation. I know people that have 100% of their assets in gold. That's been a bad way to go. There's a time to be in gold and there's a time to be out of gold. If you're trying to bribe the border guards to get out of the country, maybe you want to keep some gold nuggets around. But as an investment, gold doesn't always do well. It needs certain conditions in the world to thrive, to grow, to flourish, to be watered, to receive sunlight. And right now that's not occurring, is it? I don't think it's always a good time to be in the bond market. The bond market continues to defy all logic, all odds. You're seeing new lows again. on the 10-year yield almost. So you're 2.05. You may see a one handle here before the end of the year if this crisis in oil and this crisis in Russia gets any worse. I don't think it's always a good time to be invested in bonds, and I don't think it's always a good time to be invested in stocks. Having said that, I've been invested in stocks for the last almost 6 years now. But there will come a point in time when I have very little exposure to the stock market. That's called active investing. It's a lot harder having an active lawn that's got to be mowed daily and watched and fertilized and the weeds picked out and manicured and tended to. A lot more work. And most guys in my industry choose to be passive managers. It's a heck of a lot easier. Go out, get a new account, put them in an asset allocation and revisit it in about 6 months, maybe twice a year. It doesn't require as much work, and there's something to be said for that. I'm not knocking anybody who does it that way. I can't do it that way. I couldn't sleep at night doing it that way. I couldn't sleep watching an asset class go down 35, 40, 45%. I couldn't sleep having somebody continue to be invested in sectors of the market or areas of the market that were getting pummeled. I believe in active management. For that reason, I invented my own system, my own spreadsheet, which later became an app, which I use. I invented it for myself to help guide me through the markets, to show me which asset classes were flourishing at any given point in time and which ones were not, which ones were getting crushed, the ones to avoid, which indexes in the world. China looks very interesting to me right now, just as India did earlier this year. I still have exposure to India, and I'm starting to nibble away a little bit at China because that index is rising against other indexes while Russia is getting trashed, while the emerging markets are getting trashed. How important is it to avoid the indexes that are getting trashed and being in the ones that, on a relative basis, are the places to be? So everybody in the market has a different way of looking at it. I give you my way of doing it every single day. You determine for yourself what kind of investor you are, which technique, which of the various disciplines in the market fits you best. For some people, they don't belong in the market. It's too volatile. They can't take times like this. We always get movement of people coming and going during times of volatility because a lot of people never pick any kind of one discipline and stick with it for the next 5 years, 3 years. They're always trying something. They're always looking for the answer that can that can prevent all pain. They want a no-pain portfolio. They don't even want a 3 or 4% pullback. That's too much pain. So everybody has their different way. If you want to see my way of active management, I produce my newsletter every week, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to talk about us, with us about our money management services, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.